saving money on everything for your next bathroom project. Now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Midnight Paco.
What's up, everybody? It's your homegirl, comedian Ebony Timberlake. I'm here with Justin Fuller and Cool C. We up here going to be hanging out for a little bit, talking about me, them, small dicks, maybe. I don't know.
We're going to see how souls this... that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to see how this go tonight. I'm grateful they allowed me to come onto their podcast and have fun with them. The first thing I want to say... to you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome back.
All right. Now we got that out the way. Let's just go ahead and run right into it. I got a comedy show coming up June 9th. No, damn, June.
Hold up. What's going on, people? You can find me at Just Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
And I am the _great_ Coree, Coree. That's where you find me on Instagram. Or you can just follow us both on the Midnight Paco podcast on Instagram. And Miss Timberlake, how can we get you?
Yeah.
On Facebook, I'm Ebony Timberlake. On IG is Ebony _got_jokes. YouTube, Ebony Timberlake. Freaks for Less. I ain't got no Freaks for Less.
OnlyFans.
Right. Yeah. I got one.
I'm subscribed. I'm subscribed twice.
You got YouTube?
Yeah,
I didn't know you had
to. I haven't been really messing with it. I mean, I gotta, you know, put more content on here, so that's what I'm working on now. So okay. Put some more content on it.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trust, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
Talking about your show on the 19th, right?
January 19th, I'm producing my verse comedy show. Yes.
That's dope, people.
What we're going to try to do is something different. You know, how can you call yourself a paid comedian when you're always doing more free shows than paid shows? So what we're going to try to do is have every show that I have is going to be a paid show. Every comedian is getting paid. The only gimmick is you really got to promote yourself, sell tickets, bring a crowd out. That's the only way we're going to be able to get paid. I don't want nobody ever think, I'm going to just walk in. It's going to be a hella crowd waiting on me. Like, first of all, you ugly as hell. Your baby mama don't even like you. Your mama don't like you. Your daddy wish them quit playing. I don't want it to ever feel like an open mic. We really want to bring people out, have them sell tickets. It's a hustle game. You got to be able to hustle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't do everything in life for free. So
how long have you been putting sugar in your macaroni and cheese?
Never. Okay. How long you been having sugar in your tank?
Right.
I just play. I know.
See, females. That's what you're
saying. I heard a person. Look, they'll be up here trying to ready to jump. You like, don't be saying that about my homeboy.
Well, they can only offend the person that does.
This is true.
Very, very true.
Yeah.
Very, very true.
That's why I don't get offended much.
Ooh, did y'all see it in the news where it was a transgender person who gave birth to a child and got upset because the nurse said she was going to be a wonderful mother? Like, I'm going to tell you right now, I just know I'm not professional at all.
What?
Yes.
So wait, so it was a female transgender to a male, had a baby, and said, fuck the...
Yeah, she basically said, do not stop associating giving birth to women. Like, well, that's the...
What are we doing? We're doomed!
You know what we're doing.
We're doomed as a society. This is all society's fault.
Look, just tell her don't look back.
Well, this is my thing, because if you would have tried to get me fired, even when she would have said, like, oh, don't associate, like, where is your brain at? Who else on this planet give birth to kids? Please, we ain't talking about any other species but the human species.
Oh,
who's the only person biologically?
What are we doing?
If you feel like you a dude, then play a dude and keep a strap on and don't spread your legs, like, you know what I'm saying? Now you're going to confuse the kid. Because if you have a boy, all he knows that he's supposed to stand up and pee-pee.
Right.
Now, you're supposed to be dad in the relationship, and you come in, he comes in and catch you changing your pad. Boom. You got to explain that.
Yeah, you got to explain that shit to kids,
you
man.
You know what I'm saying?
See, like, kids are so innocent. They don't know anything better. And they don't know, I mean... Problem is, they learn from TV and
they're going to learn from their parents at home because that's the first teacher.
Well, yeah, but see, and that's the thing, which I have no problems with how people live behind closed doors, but when those kids go out into society and start being a certain way because they're mentally messed up because of what they had to you know what I'm saying? Because that may not mess somebody up completely mentally, but it changes them when they go out into society and it's different.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? True. How they gonna react? True. You know?
True.
It's so yeah, that's nuts. That he got mad or she got. So it was a she.
It's gonna be mad at you. They gonna be mad at you.
Oh, for sure. Well, I don't care. I knew that.
It was a girl that transitioned to be a boy.
Okay. And he had a baby.
Yeah. So he had a baby, and then this is the thing. So, but I guess the girlfriend or the wife who was the former boyfriend, I don't know how that works, but anyway, you went from being a man to a woman, so now you're the woman in a relationship, and now she's the man in a relationship.
Oh, so they just flip-flop genders and got together, basically.
Yeah. And still
had a kid.
Yeah. So, but they at the same time, play your role. You play your
piece. That's going to be some crazy cosplay they're going to have to explain to their kid. Why is daddy wearing this and why be wearing... I mean, I know that that's not how it's going to be, people. Sorry, I know that's...
Well, I mean, it's just it's real out here.
But that's what I'm saying, yeah. The kid's going to see this and like...
Hey, this is a reality that we're facing right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wanted to also ask, you remember your first time meeting Ebony Timberlake?
I do.
Me too.
I do. It was at the Funny Stop.
You met her at the Funny Stop? I met her at the Funny Stop.
Yeah. She was the first person to actually come up and tell me I was funny. A comedian.
What?
She was the first comedian. Like I told you, man, when we went to the Funny Stop, when I first went there, nobody talked to me.
What?
I'd go there and I just went off. I mean, I didn't. It's not like I walked in like we do now. Like, what's up, everybody? Because you know, we go there and we talk to people now. But I was off to my side, but I went on stage. And when I got off, she came over to me and told me, you know, she was like, you funny, you know. She was going to try and get me on the showcase, but, you know, it didn't end up working out.
She recently reminded me that we actually had on, like, matching outfits when we first met.
Oh, because we had the Army Fatigue on.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
maybe we had a Midnight Paco shirt. That's our outfit.
No, we didn't even
have our uniform.
We didn't have a podcast yet.
Nope, we didn't have a podcast
yet. That's right. Because I was in
I started in April.
You started in March.
March?
Yeah, because I met him first, and then he brought you.
Whenever St. Patrick's Day was.
Yeah, March.
Do you know what St. Patrick's Day is? It's the same time every year.
He like, look, I don't know nothing about these white people.
Right.
I just know we get drunk on one of them days. It just come up.
It's my stepdaughter's birthday.
Oh, so he definitely got a
date. That's why, definitely got to remember. Yeah. But still, I made shirts with that shit, too. So, you know, got to keep it with the trends.
Me seasonal and stuff. I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. So that's when I met Ebony Timberlake. And she's been the same every since. Never changed. Never flipped.
Nope.
So a lot of people out here that flip and change. She's always the same, and she people's well. So How long have you been doing comedy?
I've been sucking dick for like 3 years. I'm just playing. I've just been doing comedy for about almost four years.
4 years.
Yeah, it'd be 4 years. Matter of fact, it will be 4 years.
All right.
When? What? Like when? When did you start? Like what month?
December. In December.
Okay.
Ryan West put me on. Well, at first it was this place called the Meet and Greet. His name was Travis, and he ended up meeting Ryan. And Ryan, you know, he wanted to do a birthday roast, and he asked him. You could do the roast here for free, but you just got to do me one favor. And he was like, what's that? He was like, put my homegirl Ebony on stage. Work with her.
Wow.
Yes. And
that's how it happened.
Yep. And then I've been dealing with Ryan West. Then COVID shut down because I was going to actually do a show with Shine Showtime. It was going to be like a ladies' night show.
Mm-hmm.
But the day of, that's when the world shut down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, I was on a little roll, you know, and then I was doing the Zoom comedy with
Ryan. Oh, you actually did that? How was that?
It was, it's different. It's different because it's more like a podcast.
Right, okay.
And it's like comedians joking with other comedians. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you got a crowd, maybe you don't.
Okay. Right.
But it's cool because at the same time, you know, but you have to be able to do it with funny comedians, people that really, you know what I'm saying, enjoy comedy.
Yeah,
because
yeah, yeah.
Everybody don't enjoy comedy. Everybody, right. Even though you call yourself a comedian,
right.
But it's like when you go to them open mics, it's like they studying you, like, what makes that funny? Your face, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you really got, I try to be a positive vibe and yes. Kick it with everybody.
Yes. You are a positive vibe.
You are.
You are a positive vibe.
You coming to the spot, yeah.
We've been trying to get Ebony on for 8 years now, and she's finally here.
She be busy, people.
Busy. But, you know, Ebony's one of those people, when she's supposed to sit her ass down, and she be like, oh, it's a comedy show?
Right.
Like, she's, like, addicted to it. She addicted to a microphone to tell jokes, and she's good at it.
Yeah. So, where are you holding your shows at?
It's going to be at the 12703 Lorraine Avenue Exotic Cuisines. The show is going to start at 9 to 10 o'clock. It's going to be 6 comedians. Do you have a thing? Hold on. I got one right here.
Get it.
Let me pull it up. I thought he gave it to you so y'all could be able to post it. Be like, ooh.
Oh, it's going to be posted.
Yeah,
he
like, could do that.
Yeah, we're going to post it.
Yeah, we do editing magic after the show.
Oh, y'all do editing magic.
Yeah,
okay.
We're going to put it up.
Wow. Here it is. Laugh Out Loud Wednesdays. On the first show, we got Willie Santiago. We got Sister Lulu. And then we have Gene Miller. And we also got Key Silly. And then we also have
hosted
by Ebony Timberlake.
Bam.
All right. And we got Nancy's going to be there too. I can't read her last name. And we got Tyrone Gaines on there as well. What's Nancy Patrizzi?
I don't know. I just know she come out some dude's house every night, late night, just coming out the door. That's all I know.
I've seen Nancy perform. Sorry I didn't get your last name right, but, you know, you're very
funny. I love Nancy.
Very funny. It seems like you got a very funny lineup. I'm not familiar with everybody, but from what I see, this is going to be a good show. Hosted by Ebony Timberlake. Y'all better come out and check her out.
$10 for the tickets, pre-sale, then $20 at the door. But that's why I was saying I want us to have a little bit more opportunity. It's not like a lot of money to be, you know, depending on how we start up. But I'm just grateful to get the opportunity to start hosting comedy shows.
That's dope.
Yeah. You said it's every week.
I think it's gonna be, if it's not every week, it's every other week.
Every other week.
But I definitely want to see how this turnout goes. I just want to say thank you to the owners of St. Cleveland, DJ Jack the Ripper. I remember the first time I heard about Jack the Ripper. I thought he was a stripper's DJ only. I was like, who has a name like this? And he's like, come on. Right.
Is he on the gram too?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll put these links, you know. So, you know.
But he'll definitely be the DJ.
Okay.
For that night. You know, he'll be there like the forever. That's their DJ.
That's going to be the DJ there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. That's January the 19th, and it starts at 9 o'clock. That's at the Exotic Cuisine Restaurant, and that is 12703 Lorraine Avenue. Make sure y'all be there.
Yes, and I promise you, I'm going to limit the small dick jokes. I promise you.
So you can talk about small dicks all you want. I ain't offended.
I know, right? I know. I'm going to get some shirts to say that shit and everything. Like, I told him, I was like, I need that shit to be big because I'm big titty.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? So
people with small dicks may be offended.
I swear to God, I love small dicks. I'm a small dick advocate. You know, small dicks take a bad rap. You know, they don't stretch out the coochie, you know. You know, I just get mad when, you know, a small dick person and my sugar dropping.
We all know the coochie is pliable.
It stretches. It stretches.
Some of them.
Not the word.
Some of them pop back. Some of them don't.
That's when they done pop too many times. You know, it's like a rubber band.
They don't work on no Kegels. Mm. You gotta work on the Kegel muscles. They show some chicks. I don't know where they're from. They were like, they have this thing where they put like a dumbbell attached to it, and they put it out and they Kegel and they pick up weights with their vaginas.
No,
yes, they did.
That's why your vagina is out of control. You know what I'm
just
saying?
Shit.
You know, because you could do your own muscle control. I'm doing my own muscle control right
you
now.
You doing it right now?
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Oh, shucks.
Right now. That's how you do it. Then you lay back in the bed, the tub, I'll be doing the same thing. I work the muscles. You know, but it's not like I got anything to go in there, but yeah. But yeah, so I'm very humble. I'm a very humble individual. So you guys want to come out, come check us out. Of course, you guys will be on the show. I would try to separate them, but it's not about to happen. I can't have him one Wednesday, him the next. He'd be like, "Hey, quit playing with us. Quit playing. We a pair. We a team. You know what I'm saying? Because one person try to heckle him, I'm going to punch him. I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? But they have a good brotherhood, and I love it. And before I even leave, I feel like as comedians, I feel like nobody should be in competition with nobody.
Exactly.
This should be like a family, you know, because we all have to struggle from somewhere. So I don't want anybody to ever feel like, oh, you think you better than me or that person is better than me. I want this to feel like a family, you know, even if you doing you having a bad set, you know what I'm saying? We close enough to say like, look, let me help you with this set or something like that. I'm just real grateful. You know, because like I said, a lot of people show me love and I want to just show them love back. Damn, you ready to smoke already? What was that? Withdrawal?
Already?
Withdrawal card right there, come on. Shoot. That's just filling up my love.
That was from before the show.
Oh, okay.
My bad. But I hear you 100%. That's why I always tell everybody, because it's like when you go to certain open mics, man, it's like, we won't name them, but
why not?
Cause man, you don't want to put no spots on. He loves it. You want to name spots?
Well, look, everybody ain't watching. Everybody ain't gonna watch. Even if they do, this is how I feel. What you gonna do? Not let me go up? What the fuck? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, you don't have to say the name. Yeah,
go
yeah. Go well, ahead. There are places that they, like I said, even like you know on Wednesdays that we go to that, yeah. Some people don't get up because they get bumped over and over and over and over again by certain things.
Well,
and
like I get bumped too. I get bumped all the time. So,
but and then one of our peeps said something about it, and then one dude was like, "Well, it goes by funny or something." By talent.
First of all, I'd have been like, "Ooh, you better be lucky," because you better be lucky.
Yeah.
I remember the one time I came up there because you asked me to come see Jive to go off, but then it was like, "But he, you know, whatever."
Exactly. Yep.
But do not say it goes off by funny, because you gotta understand. I tell anybody, open mic is like a fucking job. You go there to work on your shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Not by funny, because you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
My thing is this: either you know you could come. First of all, open mics is more like a social gathering.
Right.
You know, you work on your jokes, but don't ever say something about being funny, because bitch, a lot of you, half of you motherfuckers is not funny.
Right.
I've never heard you being funny. This is, and you wonder why you can't get a paid gig, bitch. You know why? Because you're not funny.
What?
You know what I'm saying? That's you know what? You need to start charging for open mics. That might be the only way you can get paid. Like, you run one because you're not funny. Stop thinking, oh, well, this motherfucker. You always let him go up, but he ain't, you know, because he a murderer crowd. He will sit up here and drain the suck, the light. This motherfucker suck better than I do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm glad you pulled your glasses up, because when people look over me, over their glasses, I get intimidated, because I was always in the principal's office.
Oh. I'm just serious. I'm not going to always be funny. But then at the same time, how do you know how good you are until you start hitting those stages?
I'm willing to bet the farm, Ebony. Like, you killed at the improv. I watched you on the internet.
Okay, well, thank you.
anywhere you go, you'll do well.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Well, for one, your personality is off the chain. When she was on the show.
Yeah.
Everyone who came and seen the show were like, I loved her. Yeah. She was great. Yep. I said, Ebony's awesome. Of course you did. She's great. Yeah. Yep. Wife, my mother-in-law, they all loved you. Yeah.
My mother, my sister. I said, she don't meet no strangers. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No. Trust me.
I
always sing your praises. And I know you probably watched all these episodes. But anytime we talk, we always bring
you up. She don't watch it because she didn't even know the name of the podcast.
She
called it the Pop and Taco.
I'm going to be on the Pop and Taco.
The Pop and Taco podcast. I'm like, what? Okay.
That sucks.
You don't watch it.
First of all, I be watching clips of, they don't be knowing. I be working them three, I be having three jobs, you know what I'm saying? So I gotta be looking at, I gotta push through it like, all right, what they talking about now? I think one of them said they like sucking dick. I don't know, let me go back. Okay, that's just me. I'm just talking shit, you know. Look.
Not a one.
Wow.
All I'm saying is, I love you guys. Yeah, and it is hard, you know, because, you know, technically my ass is supposed to be sitting down. I'm not supposed to be doing anything right now. But if she
can't sit down.
Sit down.
She don't but know how.
I tell people, I'm not going to able to know how to manage my type 1 unless I'm active. And I want to be active, you know what I'm saying? And people are like, oh, well, COVID this, COVID that. I ain't worried about COVID killing me, bitch. I'm worried about type 1.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, this is crazy.
Type 1 diabetes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because this shit could stop my heart.
Oh yeah.
You know. So you know. But I wanna be able to do what I love to do, and I love being around people, and I love making people smile. Because if you could make you could have a bad day.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, where my second job, I be talking to all the customers. I be talking. I'm like, okay, you got baby oil and pineapple, little freak nasty. He be like, no. The baby won't put a baby. Which baby? Yo, baby. Oh, the baby. And he be like, man, look, the baby. So the pineapples for the baby. You know, freak, yeah. You ain't got no kids at home. But every time somebody walks through that door, they get my little line. I do. I try to make them laugh because you never know what a person
that's
is going
awesome.
Through.
Yeah.
You never know. I mean, once I got in trouble because, you know, somebody's wife wanted to fight me one time. Yeah, because, you know, she ain't take the joke well. But I was like, well, bitch, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to somebody else. Leave me alone, Karen.
She
was having a Karen moment. Wow. Like, oh, you're disrespectful. Your breath is disrespectful. These ugly ass kids is disrespectful.
Basically.
Yeah, looking extra special and shit. I don't know. I'm telling you. The dude was up here like, oh, my wife gonna beat you up. No, the fuck she ain't. No, she ain't.
See, he shouldn't have said that because obviously he was a joke.
He pussy whipped. He don't wear the pants in a relationship. You know, and it's okay because some men don't really wear the pants. No, they wear the pants, but they just got to ask their wife which pair of pants can they wear. That's what the key is. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that, babe. You think I look good in these pants? Can I wear these pants today? Yeah, baby, go ahead. No, not them pants. They make your ass look too big. Wear the other one. You know what I mean? It's like when you ready, you can't wait until you find the Mrs. Right to control your life. You know what I'm saying? To put the ball and chain on you. Like, Cordell, where you going? Where you going, Cordell the Great? You ain't going nowhere without me. Who gonna be on a podcast night? Who gonna be up there with Paco and them? Who gonna be up there with them? I heard a brawl was in there the other time.
Shit.
You better hurry up. I gotta see this. You know what I mean? So when you get to that point, you're gonna be like, I love her. She crazy. You know what I'm saying? Cause you know y'all men love crazy women. I think what's gonna do it for him, she gonna have to bust a window and stab a tire, not both tires, maybe just one.
You don't want that problems. You don't want them problems.
But they'll be in love.
He'll be in love then, probably.
No.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
What type of woman you looking for?
Ooh.
Questions.
All right. Yeah, listen.
Yeah, we got to figure this out. What type of woman he want?
Tell us.
No ashy feet. You got to have real hair, bitch. I don't like fake hair touching me. Like, watch this. Look at him. You better not come out here with no ashy feet.
That's hilarious.
Look at that. Look, bitch, I'm gonna see your house shoes. Let me see my house shoes. Why you got old ass house shoes? Right, you got crack flakes in there.
You see, I came out there with sweatpants.
Cut it out.
Okay. Okay.
He didn't even answer. Go ahead.
You pretty much summed it up.
Okay. Here. For real. Okay. For real. This time. So what is you looking for?
Waiting on
it. Right. He don't know yet. Yeah. He'll find it. He'll know when he find it.
Right. Mm-hmm. See.
Right. You just can't have empty feet and fake hair. You know what I'm saying?
Or get nauseous.
Right. You have to know how to suck dick. I'm telling you. Sucking dick is part of the package, right?
No gag reflex.
No, the kid got to be grown, right?
So, who are some of your comedic influences?
Oh, now he want to throw the ball back on me. Okay, yeah. Okay, it's back on me. I love all the comedians. I'm who's ever funny that can make my soul laugh.
Name some, you know, that we all would be familiar with that were.
You know, ooh, you know who I love?
Who did you grow up watching?
Who did I grow up watching?
That you enjoyed to watch.
Some people don't like D.L. Hughley, but I love D.L. Hughley.
I like D.L. Hughley.
Because, you know, he's more political with the jokes.
Has he always been? Because I know he is a lot now.
He talks a lot of shit. He's always talked shit.
Yeah. I didn't know if he was always, like, more on the political side of things. I can't remember his first one.
I remember him all the way from Def Jam. Then, of course, you know... as far as like the female comedians, it's not a lot. Of course, you had your what's that? The one chick, it was a Miss Thelma. What's that
comedian? Moms Mabley.
Not Moms Mabley. Remember that Marcia one TV Warfield. Show? Her name was
Thea.
Thea, is it called Thea? That female comedian. Mm-hmm. Then you had the one that everybody be talking about, Wesley Snipes' sister, or Wesley's like.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
No.
Adele Givens. That ain't
okay. Adele Givens. And what's the other one? Because she be on what?
I know
the,
who you talk about. I like her too. She's very down to earth.
But yeah, I love but Eddie Murphy. I love Eddie, and I love the way that he's risen. Kevin Hart is funny. I love you guys. Yeah. I definitely love you guys.
Thank you.
You know I love you guys. I can't throw the pains on the stage for you guys because I don't want to get beat the hell up. You know what I'm saying? So I just be like. Hercules.
Yeah, we're getting there.
I can't think of her name, but it's not taken away from her talent. She's I always thought she was pretty, and she even said herself she looked like Wesley Snipes. She said it herself.
Yeah,
ooh, which one?
Not Adele Givens. Mm-hmm.
What about some more? Did you like some more?
I love some more. You know, because us women, we got to talk a little bit extra dirty, a little bit. We got to talk major shit.
Monique
was real good.
I like Melanie Camacho.
Yes, I love her too. Brenda with the eyes.
I love Lunell.
Lunell is also funny. Matter of fact, she had a show, an episode one. What's her name? Ayanna Fix My Life.
Yo, Yanla.
Yeah, which you just see it.
Fix My Life.
But right. You just Fix My Life about her daughter.
It's going to bother me that I don't know her name.
Who?
Google it. Oh, you can't even
Google it.
Black female comedian.
Yeah, look like Wesley Snipes.
You know what? And it's going to pop up like
this. It's going to pop up.
Google's amazing.
I can't Google because I got mine on airplane.
Oh, yeah, that is right.
Okay, don't worry about it. But I'm going to get up out of here, yeah, because I do got to go to my second hustle. But I just want to say thank you, everybody. Thank you guys for allowing me to come on here and speak my piece.
Glad you came.
Thank you.
This is awesome. Since
I laughed. Ooh, if y'all get another camera, we can have one other guest up in here and we'd be have a little bit of liquor, hot water.
We got another mic too.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out how to
We can definitely do that.
Shit, I don't know. Now we had an issue earlier, but I got
But
that
I'm
shit
telling
down.
You, we could be able to have another guest up in here, have a little cocktail or something while we in here talking. We could be talking about some don't let it be with me. Don't let it, Lord.
Where can everybody find you again?
First of all, you can find me in these streets.
In these streets,
because I'm going to be out here hustling. But you can find me on Facebook, Ebony Timberlake. Ebony, E-B-O-N-Y. And unfortunately, some people do not know how to spell Ebony, which is the greatest name in the world, because guess what it means?
Blizzak.
You know, and then my last name is Timberlake. And yeah, he just associated with white people like Justin.
That's right.
Justin Man. Timberlake.
That's what I told him when we met. It was like, isn't that crazy?
Right, Justin. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, we ever got married. You know what I'm saying? Justin Timberlake. You take my last name.
Never take a girl's last name.
Never.
Fine.
Be Fuller.
Would you?
Take a woman's last name? Absolutely not.
Okay, y'all real men. No problem.
Hell no. Asking.
I mean, unless it was dope.
No.
I had a dope last name.
No. I mean, it is dope, but I'm just saying, like,
you saying, like, Schwarzenegger.
You take that?
They come, I got money attached.
Yeah, like, if it had money attached to it, then no, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. I'd have to be a broke motherfucking name Fuller like I am now.
Yeah. That's just... Sorry.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right.
So everybody, so they can, you can find you at the Ebony Timberlake. What up? What about the show coming up?
Again, the show's gonna be January 19th. I should have tried to record this live. Oh, cause it's gonna mess up the microphone, wasn't it?
No.
Mm-hmm. I can't do it now because you know what I'm saying. I didn't know if it was gonna mess up anything. Ebony Timberlake on Facebook, YouTube, and then Ebony_GotJokes. Please come out and support not only me, but these other dope-ass comedians. They're very funny. They're up and coming. Again, do not overdo the open mics. Stop doing it. Because it's just stop doing it. You got to branch out. You got to see if you really got what it takes by getting on the show and getting booed. You know what I'm saying? Boo. Like, fuck you, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, they be like, get off the stage. Like, yo mama. You know what I'm saying? You got to know how to come back at a heckler. I'm waiting. Like, I want a heckler to come for me. I'm like, your breath stink. You know what I'm saying? That's like, I want somebody
to
do
that. Yeah,
you be good with that, man. I want to. Like, who is that? I'm like, yeah, somebody put a dick in his mouth. And I'm like, yeah, just put your dick in his mouth.
See, that's the one thing girls all they can do is go to some dick shit.
Man, hold on. No. I got titties and jokes. I talk about real stuff. I talk about my personal life, I do. But let a heckler, let it be a dude. I'm like, hey, somebody.
Let a motherfucker say something.
Look, his Viagra to kicked in. He trying to get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Where can we find you at, man?
Oh,
all right, everybody. Yeah, you can catch me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram and check out my website,
JustinFullerComedy.com,
people.
JustinFullerComedy.com, and I am the_great_Coree, Coree. That's me on Instagram. Or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Just remember, he don't like fake hair and ashy feet. Boom. Boom.
Go Steelers this weekend against Kansas City, baby. Playoffs, baby.
Go Steelers.
Playoffs for life.
That sounds like a little puppy dog.
We out, people. We out.
Peace.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.